Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, thank you for joining us on this Friday, October 8, and we will continue our study of Romans 1, verse 8. As we learn more about gratitude, which is the foundation of true worship. But before we do, let me mention our Sermon of the Month number 10, and this will be the last day that I'll be able to offer it to you. It is a Bible study entitled Three Jewels in the Crown of Christian Love. Three Jewels in the Crown of Christian Love, available on cassette tape, or if you prefer, and we'll specify, CD, to those who write and request it. To the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina 27201, or email us at beacon@netpath.net. Give us your name, address, the call letters of the station, and mention that you'd like to have Sermon of the Month number 10. Well, we've seen in Romans chapter 1, verse 8, that thanksgiving is first in priority when it comes to our relationship with God. Paul says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all. That comes first. And this is a Greek word that definitely means first, as opposed to second. And third, first in order, first in priority. And so we see the priority of thanksgiving. It should be first in our prayers. It should be first in our public worship. It should be first in our relationship with God. We need to cultivate an attitude of gratitude, the gratitude attitude, as someone has called it. We need to cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Haven't you noticed that those who do are so much more joyful than those who don't? Now, I'm convinced that every true child of God does have a measure of gratitude. It's impossible to be a true born-again child of God and have no gratitude in your heart. But it's also evident that some people have cultivated the much greater degree of gratitude than others. And please note the correlation. Those who cultivate gratitude, those who put thanksgiving first, those who understand the priority of thanksgiving and work at pushing it first in their lives, always thanking God in their prayers first before they make requests, always thanking God in public worship before anything else, always cultivating an attitude of gratitude with God. Have you not noticed that these are the Christians who are most exuberant and joyful? There's personal benefit from this. That's not why we do it. We do it because God is worthy of our praise and thanksgiving and gratitude. We do it because we are truly grateful for the mercies received. It is the right response to be grateful for what God has done. Anyone who's not grateful is demonstrating an unregenerate heart. Ingrates, we sometimes call them. People who seem to have no gratitude for whatever benefits they have received, they can only fill their mouths with criticisms for the things they haven't received. I remember a preacher many years ago who said, when gratitude dies on the altar of a man's heart, that man is well nigh hopeless. When gratitude dies on the altar of a man's heart, that man is well nigh hopeless. And I think he was probably right. Because if gratitude dies on the altar of man's heart, in other words, if it gets completely snuffed out, that is evidence that he is not regenerate. He has not been born again. The Holy Spirit of God does not dwell within him. Whatever gratitude he showed that seemed to wane and die out was only a measure of human gratitude, and it did wear out. It did grow thin. It did disappear, because it was not energized by the Spirit of God. Those who are birthed into the family of God by the work of the Holy Spirit will never see gratitude completely die out in their lives, but some will cultivate it, as they should, as the Bible tells us to, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Have you heard that text before? In everything give thanks. And I don't know how many other texts basically teach us the same thing. I'm thinking about the one in Philippians chapter 4. Let me see if I can bring it up in my mind. It tells you how to have the peace of God. I know it says, bring your petitions, make your requests known unto God. Make your requests known to God with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. And here's the result, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's Philippians chapter 4, about verses 6 and 7 or so. Then you get to verse 8, and I think that's the one that says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, and I've left something else out, if there be any praise, think on these things. But gratitude, when gratitude dies on the altar of a man's heart, that man is well nigh hopeless. When gratitude wanes on the altar of a person's heart, and I'll just go ahead and use the phrase that my preacher friend of a bygone era used, then that person is declining spiritually. That person is weakening spiritually. That person is backsliding. Gratitude is something that ought to be growing, but gratitude is something we're going to have to cultivate. And what we've got to do is remember the priority of thanksgiving. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ. But then we must also realize that we can't work up thanksgiving that is real and genuine and fervent unless we have a personal relationship with God. The prerequisite of thanksgiving is the new birth, because our access to God is always through Jesus Christ, you know. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all. You can't really thank God unless you are rightly related to Christ. That's the only way to approach God. That's the only way to pray God. Pray to God. That's the only way that our thanks is acceptable to Him, is to be rightly related to Him through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be a believer in Jesus Christ. But then please notice the person of thanksgiving, my God. That's who we focus on. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all. We praise God for others. We do not praise others in the place of God. We praise God for others. When other people do things that are beneficial to us, that have helped and blessed us in some way, we thank them. But we thank God first, because we recognize that God is the one who gave that person the desire to help us. God is the one who gave that person the ability to help us. God is the one who designed for that person to benefit and bless us in the way they did. So what do? We thank God first. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all. We recognize that God is the one that is behind it all. And God is the one to whom we owe our thanks first and foremost, which is not to to say that we don't thank others. We do. We should be grateful to others for their kindness to us. We need to cultivate that. I'm probably like a lot of men. I'm not the kind that is always as quick to write thank you notes as I should be. Some men never do. Some men think that's only women's stuff. Let my wife take care of that. Well, thank God for wives who can take care of it, particularly in cases where something has been given to both or something has been given to the family. In a time like that, it's good, I hope, to have a wife who can take care of that for us. I think wives many times do a nicer job. I know my wife's penmanship is a lot nicer than mine. I know my wife has a way of with words in social situations that seems to be superior to mine, and so that's good. But you know, there are a lot of times when people do things for you, not for you and your wife, and that's the time for you to express personal gratitude. And of course, I know that I'm not talking only to husbands and men today on this broadcast, but you get the idea. We need to cultivate that. I know our church, for example, supports a large number of missionaries, and we thank the God for the privilege of doing so. And there's a real noticeable difference among many of them. Some of them are so quick to express thanks and are so genuine in it and so warm in their expressions of gratitude for anything that we do for them. And others are so slow, in fact, many times just forget about it altogether. Now, I don't necessarily just keep track of those things, but you happen to notice it after a while. We send gifts at Christmas time to all of our missionaries. Some of them thank us, some of them don't. We do other things for our missionaries from time to time, and of course we're supporting them regularly on a monthly basis. Some of them write periodically to thank us for our faithful support and prayers. And others just never mention it. We get letters from them about the work they're doing, but they don't seem to have any need or desire or feel any necessity or compulsion to express thanks. I'm convinced that that indicates spiritual weakness. I think these are all born-again servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. But this is an area that we ought to cultivate. We begin by thanking God, and then we move from that to thanking others. And the person of our thanksgiving is first and foremost and ultimately God. But there are also people that God uses, and we thank them as well. It's a matter of courtesy. It's a matter of Christian grace. It's a matter of Christ-likeness. It's a matter of godliness. Expressing thanksgiving. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all. And we need to work harder at cultivating thanksgiving in our worship. It is a matter of priority, and it will energize our worship in a way that we can scarce imagine. And so until next week at the same time, this is Greg Barkman, Bible teacher on the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.